You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled Swim Through It. The week after 4th of July often feels like a deep breath. It allows you to take a pause between celebration and routine. Many of you find yourselves craving calm after the fireworks of the 4th of July, and this is the perfect moment to dive inward. What can swimming in water teach you about resilience and letting go? Consider these three things. Number one, the water doesn't judge you, it meets you where you are. Whether you're a strong swimmer or just learning to float, the water accepts you. It doesn't care how fast you go or how graceful you are. It only asks you stay present and float or you will sink. You don't need to have everything figured out. You just need to start wherever you are. Progress isn't about perfection. It's about showing up and trusting yourself to stay afloat. Number two, you have to breathe in the water. When you swim, you learn a rhythm. Reach, pull, breathe. If you skip the breathing part, your body lets you know fast. In life, you often push through without pausing to breathe. You can't keep going without oxygen. You need to pause and breathe on a regular basis. Step back, rest, breathe, fill your lungs in the present moment before diving back into your day. Number three, you can't fight the water. You have to flow with it. The more you resist, the harder swimming becomes. Thrashing leads to exhaustion. But when you trust the water to support you and move with it, something shifts. Your body finds balance. The same is true with emotions, change and challenge. Resistance will only wear you down. Learning to flow, to accept, adapt, and move forward is where your real strength lies. How can you use water to get into a flow and stay into a flow in your own life? Swim through it. This week, think of life as a pool. Some days you'll glide, some days you'll tread water, and some days you'll feel like you're sinking. However, you can swim through it all. Breathing is the key. Take 5 minutes each day this week to sit quietly and visualize yourself floating through whatever challenge you're facing with relaxed breathing. As you breathe in, imagine you're floating. As you breathe out, let go of resistance. Feel your strength rise with each breath. As an alternative to relaxed breathing, try 4-7-8 rhythmic breathing. The 4-7-8 rhythmic breathing technique requires you to focus on taking a long deep breath in, hold a deep breath, and exhale slowly out. This technique involves breathing in for 4 seconds, holding the breath for 7 seconds, and exhaling for 8 seconds. Rhythmic breathing promotes relaxation and is a core element in many meditation practices. Let the water teach you what you already know. You can make a positive impact in your own life by staying in the flow. You're stronger, more adaptable, and more buoyant than you think. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, sitting here in my swim trunks.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.